Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, March the 30th. And roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun this hour as we talk about a proposal to hike the beer tax in Wisconsin. The beer tax, which is $2 a barrel right now, about a half penny on a 12-ounce glass of beer, hasn't been raised since 1969. And our guest lawmaker in this first segment of the program says, it's time it is. State Representative Therese Brousseau says a hike in the beer tax would help pay for programs to treat and prevent alcohol abuse because, she says, right now all taxpayers are subsidizing a big, invisible bar tab. We'll wonder if you agree with her and what questions you have about her new legislation at 1-800-642-1234. Toll free from anywhere, 1-800-642-1234. If you're in Madison, please use 263-1890 or send us an email with your question or comment to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Therese Brousseau is a Democratic state representative from Madison and author of a bill that would raise the state beer tax. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So how much do you think the state should hike the beer tax?
Well, what my proposal is raising it from the $2 a barrel to $10 a barrel now, which actually would put it more in line with what would have happened had we raised it in keeping with inflation. And so that would be, if people want to think about in terms of how they drink, about 18 cents a six-pack. And if you drank a six-pack a day, you'd pay $1.25 more per week. So we're not talking about any big gouging out of somebody's pocket unless they drink a tremendous amount of beer.
Yeah. I thought a previous bill that you had would have raised it from $2 to $3 a barrel. Why such a big jump in this one?
Well, I'll tell you, this is going to be work because there is sort of a cultural resistance within the Capitol anyway to the idea of even looking at the beer tax. And so two things. It's going to be a lot of work. If we haven't been able to raise it since 1969, we might as well try and take a bigger jump. The other is that the needs are greater. When I took a look at the needs, once I put out the bill last time, I heard from a lot of groups that said, well, I think you've really underestimated what the needs are out there for money for treatment and prevention. And so we took a look at that, calculated really where we should be in terms of addressing those needs, and worked our way backwards, and this is where we are today.
Yeah. You say there's a big invisible bar tab, the costs associated with alcohol abuse. What's included in that invisible bar tab?
Well, right now you pay about, we estimate, $18.64 in alcohol treatment costs that are subsidized by, you know, the taxpayer. And that's only talking about treatment programs that exist and people are in, as opposed to waiting lists of, you know, people who should be in these programs. $154 in alcohol-related health care that we can attribute to, alcoholism. And another $500 that come from criminal justice costs and societal costs, drunk driving and crimes that are committed under the influence of alcohol costs our court systems a great amount of money, and our jail and our prison system. Right now, today, they estimate that at least half and as high as 70% of the people in the system are there because alcohol or drugs influence whatever crime landed them there.
Are you saying that the average taxpayer is paying this much in taxes to pay for these programs? $500 for the crimes?
This is money that's coming out of general purpose revenue that is going to these programs. So if you look at it directly, the average taxpayer is only paying $1.75 a year in taxes. And for beer, if you average it out over the entire population, but that's directly saying, well, that's what they're paying on, you know, beer consumption. But these other costs are costs that you're paying just through general taxes that every taxpayer is subsidizing.
Yeah. So won't this, though, impact hurt the working-class Wisconsin resident disproportionately?
Well, you know, that's always called the Joe six-pack argument. And the truth is there's several things to look at. One is that beer drinking really, I think that's sort of a myth. All classes of people, all income levels are drinking beer now, according to the statistics. And I think, you know, imports have done a lot in that regard, and specialty beers. And so really it isn't something that's hitting them. Now, as I said, you know, $1.25 a week if you're drinking a six-pack a day. And I would argue that gas prices, housing prices, the fact that we just heard last week that the median income has gone down in Wisconsin, we've got, you know, issues with our public schools. I would argue that these are problems that are a lot more significant, and problems that the legislature should have addressed, truthfully, a lot more significant to the average person than, you know, raising the beer tax this minor amount, 18 cents a six-pack.
We're talking with State Representative Therese Brousseau about her proposal to raise the beer tax in Wisconsin from the current $2 a barrel to $10 a barrel. Do you think this is a good idea or not? And why or why not? And what questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio at 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, March the 30th. Hoping you'll stay tuned. It's At Issue with Ben Marins today between 4 and 6. Actually, it's going to be a little bit abbreviated today because at 5:30, it's the Capital Steps April Fool's Special. It's no joke. We are going to play the April Fool's Special on March the 30th. You can hear this musical troupe of former congressional staffers take some bipartisan jabs at politicians and current events in the Capital Steps April Fool's Special today, tonight at 5:30 here on the Ideas Network. And we are talking in this hour about raising the beer tax in Wisconsin. It hasn't been raised for more than 30 years. It's about $2 a barrel right now, and our state lawmaker guest, Therese Brousseau, a Democratic state representative from Madison, is the author of a bill that would raise that beer tax to $10 a barrel, saying that this money is needed to pay for the costs of alcohol abuse and prevention. We have open lines for you for your questions about this idea and whether or not you think Wisconsin should raise the beer tax. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Coming up after 6:30, we're going to be welcoming in the president of Lakefront Brewery in Milwaukee, also the president of the Wisconsin Brewers Guild, who opposes a hike in the beer tax. One of the things he's going to tell us, Representative Brousseau, that this really isn't fair to the people of the state of Wisconsin. This is a legal product, and it shouldn't be taxed like it was illegal.
Well, I would argue we're not taxing as if it's illegal. All businesses, or most businesses, have some tax. I think this is an industry that's really, you know, been amazingly, what can we say, blessed by not being taxed or being taxed at, you know, 19, in some cases, like the brewery that you mentioned, the owner of Lakefront Brewery, he's being taxed at a 1933 rate. The good part of this tax, and we can talk about a good part, is that it really, our tax policy in Wisconsin really does try and help the small breweries. Now, Lakefront Brewery produced a little under 9,000 barrels of beer in 2006. If you're a small brewery, the first 300,000 barrels are unless you produce over 300,000, the tax doesn't kick in. The first 50,000, you're only taxed at half the rate, which means instead of the current $2 a barrel, you're currently taxed at $1 a barrel, which is the rate from 1933. So this gentleman who owns Lakefront Brewery is at this point only paying $1 a barrel. So it really does help the small brewery grow. And then at the point that they've reached 300,000 barrels, then it kicks in, and then they do pay the $2 a barrel. And if he says it's not fair, we're the third lowest in the whole country. Our neighboring states are all significantly higher. Michigan, which is at 20 cents, is talking about raising theirs now, 20 cents, you know, versus our 6.5 cents on a gallon. So, I'm not really sure.
Right. Would your proposal would still maintain the the lower tax for the small brewer?
Yes, and so really, it really helps the small brewer grow, and it, you know, like I said, the $300,000 barrel threshold. Now, the other thing that people have to realize is that pretty much around 70% of the beer that is produced in Wisconsin is exported, and so it's not taxed here anyway. It's going to a higher tax state. So, you know, about 28% is taxed here in Wisconsin. It's based on, you know, the consumption here in Wisconsin. So, you know, the arguments that this somehow is going to hurt the industry just really don't fly when 70% of it is exported. The other issue that's sometimes brought up is that, well, it will reduce consumption. Well, somebody's drinking enough beer that it's affecting their pocketbook in a big way. Well, then that's what we want. Mm. You know, we don't want them on the road after the family fish fry driving the family home if they've had that much beer. But I would, you know, when we talk again about the regressive tax issue, all taxes really are regressive with the exception of the income and property taxes. You pay for a hunting and fishing license, and we need additional wardens. Your license is going to go up to pay for that. Your driver's license goes up regardless of income. So I think this is an industry that's gotten a really, really good deal.
Let's go to the phones. Matt in Silver Bay is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm just curious, why on earth is government getting involved again when history has shown us that you raise this tax $8 and just a minuscule, and in all fairness, let's be real, a minuscule amount of that is going to wind up going to where it should go. Let's get some people in the private sector involved in this where we get a little more bang for our buck, instead of entrusting people who are having a hard time to the government, because they're going to let them down. The money's not going to get where it's supposed to get.
Yeah, what do you mean by getting the private sector involved? Matt?
There's all kinds of organizations which are involved in treating chemical dependency other than the government, and they get a lot more bang for their buck than the government does. By the time the bureaucracy's wheels turn, there's nothing left for the actual mission.
Yeah, this money's not going to go to what you want it to go to, Representative Brousseau, according to Matt.
Well, I was in local government for 8 years, and county government is the one that basically runs these programs, but only in the sense that it's a pass-through. Yes, all these other organizations are running treatment programs, but the money that they get is a pass-through from the state and the county down to these organizations, and it's these organizations that have approached me and said, we need more money. We've got waiting lists. And so if he's talking about, you know, they do a better job, the state and the county aren't running these programs for the most part, with the exception of a few perhaps, in, as I said, in our jail system or prison system. But usually it is people from the outside who are running these. And so also the argument, more bang for your buck, I guess there's a lot of private sector companies that aren't necessarily run well, and I never particularly like that argument, frankly, that the private sector does everything better. But in my bill, we specifically say that the money has to go to two different sources. One is that it will go to prevention and treatment programs, so that means it'll be a pass-through to these local organizations that he's talking about who run these programs. And then the other place that we're going to direct some money is the Office of Justice Assistance for grants to law enforcement agencies who would like to use it either for particular costs associated with maybe drunk driving arrests, or programs that police departments run as well to educate and treat alcohol offenders.
Thank you very much, Matt, for the call. Dave in Greendale is with us now. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate that the thing about raising taxes on something since 1969, my point would be, you know, here we want to raise taxes, and I'm all for taxes because taxes provide so many important, so much important money for things that need to be accomplished. However, look what happened with the tobacco tax. Here we raised all that money or that settlement, and it went to balance the budget instead of going to where it was supposed to go.
Well, that was the tobacco loss settlement money.
Well, right, yeah. that money. Mm-hmm. But so many times when taxes are raised, is it really directed to where it's supposed to go? And I don't believe it is. The road tax and any other tax. Here we're trying to raise taxes for schools, and will that money go directly to the school or where it's designated?
Yeah, Representative Brissow?
I agree that there's a trust issue. I think that the government did an incredible disservice to the public in terms of the tobacco money and what was done with that. I would say that, you know, we could look at the fact that a lot of that tobacco money came in after 9/11 and a lot of state economies took a dive, and so that's what they did with the money. But still, I realize there's a public trust issue, and so that's why I am putting this into a segregated fund that hopefully won't be touched. The issue of somehow you tax one way or the other is legitimate, and I do hope that we can get to the point where there's honesty in taxation in terms of, as I said, right now we have all these hidden costs where you're paying for it anyway. And I would really like to see more of a nexus that you've paid this tax and it's going to this problem. Right now, though, I would argue, you know, with him that, well, maybe, you know, the tobacco tax money was misused, but right now you are paying taxes for the alcohol problem in our state. And I just want to make sure that it is a tax that is meaningful in terms of actually addressing the true cost and have the user pay for the problem.
Thank you, Dave. Russell in Stanley is with us next. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say I smoke cigarettes, and I've had my cigarette tax raised multiple times in the last 40 years since 1969. I do not drink beer. I don't drink. I have my own. It's my crutch of cigarettes, but what I feel is not fair is the people that drink beer, I know about the prison system. I was in prison for 9 years. I don't know anybody that was in prison for breaking into a store to steal money to buy cigarettes. Okay? But there are a lot of them in there that were under the influence of alcohol, not tobacco, when they did their crimes.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty bad that I have to have my taxes raised on cigarettes multiple times, and people are going to cry about having their 18 cents a can for beer. My taxes and my cigarettes.
We're losing you on the cell phone, Russell. I appreciate the call. Cigarette taxes go up all the time. Beer taxes should, too, according to him, Representative Brissow.
Well, he's right. Do you know that right now you would have to buy 210 six-packs to equal the same amount of taxes that you pay on one carton of cigarettes? And the cigarette tax has been raised seven times. So I guess I'm really not sure in terms of the beer industry that this is such a crime to say, hey, there are problems that are associated with it.
We will follow the progress, and we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Representative Therese Brissow. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Friday, March the 30th. And we'll get a different view on a proposal to hike the beer tax in Wisconsin in this half hour and continue to take your questions and views on this idea as we talk with a Wisconsin brewer about why he opposes the bill authored by our last guest, State Representative Therese Brissow, who is has authored a bill that would hike the beer tax in Wisconsin from the current $2 a barrel to $10 a barrel. She says this is needed to pay for the costs of alcohol abuse and prevention in Wisconsin. We wonder what you say. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Or send us an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Should we raise the beer tax in Wisconsin or not? Why or why not? that. Our next guest is Rush Klesch. He is president of Lakefront Brewery in Milwaukee and president of the Wisconsin Brewers Guild. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the state beer tax hasn't been raised since 1969. Why shouldn't it be raised?
Well, actually, there was a federal hike in 1991 where it was rather steep. Went from $9 to $18. So there has been an increase in beer tax, just but not in the state.
Not in the state. But in the state, it's just, Therese Brousseau would say, $2 a gallon, and there's a lot more costs associated with alcohol abuse and the need for treatment that would justify hiking that $2 a barrel.
There's actually been great strides made for over the years in helping decrease problems with the abuse of alcohol. There's been a 37% decline in drunk driving fatalities. Teen drunk driving crashes have dropped about 60% from 82 to presently. Even beer drinking among freshmen has dropped from 2001 to present for almost 10%. So a lot of these things have occurred because of good work being done by our distributors, wholesalers, our bar owners, and brewers. Large brewers especially have a lot of great programs. And this is what I believe is really going to help the program. Raising beer taxes, I don't believe, is the answer to these questions.
Yeah. How much of a burden would this hike place on you?
Anytime you put a tax on any industry out there, it's going to affect or hurt you. In 1991, when they hiked the tax from $9 to $18 a barrel, there was an estimated loss of 31,000 jobs across the country. And so this is why we felt was rather significant. Also, being a craft brewer, we're concerned about raising of taxes because people may trade down in the product instead of, I don't think they're going to drink less, but if something becomes more expensive, they may not buy it as an expensive a product. So we're concerned always when you have a price increase like that.
Yeah. Now, Therese Brousseau said that the small brewer would, as long as you're not making more than 300,000 barrels, I think is the figure she stated, this tax wouldn't kick in until you were above that.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see the bill yet, so
yeah.
That probably then won't affect us, but it definitely would affect the big guys still.
Yeah. Why can't, Wisconsin residents afford to pay, what did she say? It would amount to, this tax that she's proposing would amount to 18 cents a six-pack. And if you drank a six-pack a day, that would amount to $1.25 per week. So that doesn't sound like a huge burden on Joe Sixpack.
I know, but you have to understand that this is a regressive tax, too. This tax is not a tax that go across all economic lines. It basically hurts a lot. It's a very small person on income. And now the state is going out and asking them to pay more money in tax. And, it's just one small pleasure that they have. And that's tax, the state has to go out. The majority of the 80 million Americans that drink beer drink it responsibly. And these people are asked now to go in and pay the tax for this.
Yeah. What do you say to those of, like, Representative Brousseau says that's, some of this makes sense to have a user tax on things like this. If you use the product, drink the product, help pay for some of the costs, societal costs related to the product.
Yeah, well, once again, when the big tax increase came down in 1991 for the federal government, there wasn't any decrease. The early 80s, there's been decreases in abuse of alcohol. And through the great work between the three tiers of our system. And the increasing taxes just doesn't hurt the problem. It's a common thing when lawmakers try to do. They see a problem and they think, well, raising taxes or raising a tax for it's going to cure it. And I just don't see this curing problems for the that we have out there. The great work that's been done between the three tiers of our system, between retail, wholesale, and brewers, is what helped bring these abuses down, and I think that's what we need to continue to do.
Yeah. We heard from a caller in our last half hour, and I've heard this doing programs on these issues in the past. People who say, hey, you're raising the cigarette tax, you're raising this tax and that tax. Why not raise the beer tax, too? The Wisconsin state beer tax is the third lowest in the nation. Again, it's the state tax has not been raised since 1969. It's time the beer tax is raised just like all these other taxes.
Well, there's a difference between cigarettes and beer. The average America that drinks responsibly lives 2.2 years longer who drink beer. And you really can't say that about somebody who drinks cigarette or smokes cigarettes. And so there is, a health factor that is. Beer is made with natural ingredients. It's not always a very negative thing. And so I just think we're taxing people that are when they don't need to be taxed for this.
Yeah. So drinking moderately can be good for you, whereas there's no such thing as a cigarette being good for you.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what listeners think. What do you think? Should Wisconsin raise the beer tax or not? Our guest right now says no. He says the federal tax on beer was hiked not that long ago, and it's really not necessary to hike the beer tax in Wisconsin. Wouldn't be fair to the people of Wisconsin. Therese Brousseau, state representative from Madison, has authored a bill that would raise the state beer tax from $2 a barrel that it is right now to $10 a barrel. And she says that extra money raised would go into programs to treat alcohol abuse problems and to pay for the societal cost of alcohol abuse. What do you think? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Our guest during this half hour is Rush Cleish. He is president of Lakefront Brewery in Milwaukee and also president of the Wisconsin Brewers Guild. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's about 6:45. Coming up after 7 o'clock, a real treat. We're going to hear from actor and activist Mike Farrell. You remember him, probably best known for his role on MASH. He's written a memoir, and we'll talk with him about his journey to actor and activist. Mike Farrell, coming up after 7 o'clock. We're talking with Russ Cleish during this half hour, president of the Wisconsin Brewers Guild, also president of Lakefront Brewery in Milwaukee, telling us why he doesn't really like new bill in the state legislature authored by Therese Brousseau, who we heard from in our last half hour. Representative Brousseau has authored a bill that would raise the state beer tax by $8 from the current $2 a barrel to $10 a barrel. Let's go to the phones. Our lines are full for the moment. Al in La Crosse is with us first. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, just a brief comment. I wish that the speaker would go to any detox rehab ward in any hospital and actually see the condition of people that come through there. And talk to people about statistics in terms of alcohol abuse. But more importantly, I think the Tavern League is your biggest problem. I was in a bowling alley in the early 90s, right after that tax, the other tax increase came in that he spoke about. And we were calculating that the approximate cost per a tap beer at the time would have gone up 6 or 7 cents. It probably is in that ballpark somewhere. And the bartender came through and raised all the prices by a quarter, and continue to bitch about government and tax increases and one thing or another, and the average guy can't get by and so forth. And I said, the best thing that could happen to your business would be if government raised taxes another 7 cents a glass, because you just made 17 cents for doing nothing, 18 cents for doing nothing. And, I think sometimes these people shoot themselves in the foot by not acknowledging the actual reality of damage to people's lives from alcohol. And I'm not a prohibitionist. My grandfather spent a year in prison for making whiskey during prohibition, so I'm not in favor of that whatsoever. I think it's a mistaken policy. But I do think there has to be a social policy that takes the actual real-life reality into account of the cost of alcohol abuse and what happens with it, and then secondarily looks at realistically what it costs to pay for those programs and put a realistic tax on that's going to cover those programs. I mean, I'm all in favor of this tax. I think it ought to be much higher than what it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, let's get a reaction from our guest, Russ.
The brewers, it's kind of a misconception sometimes. A lot of people think that brewers, you know, they just want to sell the beer. And, you know, alcohol abuse gives us the biggest black eye out there. We hate it the most of anything. We've worked the most to try to prevent this from occurring. And through all of our tiers of the system, iCard programs, the Safe Ride programs, and everything of that sort. And we have, you know, spent a lot of money of ourselves, and we have a lot of success, I believe, you know, with the, you know, with curbing this problem. And but I just don't see that a tax on this of this sort is what's going to prevent the abuse from occurring. So that's why I don't believe that this tax mm-hmm. should go up.
Thank you, Al. Jim in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, Jim. You're on the air.
Good morning. I agree with your guest. I don't think any increase in tax is going to do anything for curbing alcoholism. I don't think a dime of that money is really going to go. Once it goes into the state general funds, it's not going to go for helping people with alcoholism. Same thing with our cigarette tax. My wife smokes. I can't get her to quit. She's tried multiple times. And the way the government spent that, the money they got from the cigarette companies, you know, she doesn't have any help with that. So I'm 100% against all those tax increases for cigarettes and alcohol.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter to you that this bill says it targets the money. It says the money will go to alcohol prevention and treatment programs and also to the office of justice office for grants to law enforcement to deal with drunk driving and the like, Jim.
It may for a year or two, but I just don't think it's going to stay that way. When the administration changes, somebody's going to go in there and see some money, and they're going to take it and use it for what they want. It's just a tax increase, and I just don't see it. There's a lot of other things in our life that cause health problems, and I don't see anybody taxing that. You know, there's a little obesity in this country, and I don't see anybody taxing potato chips.
Well, maybe that's next. Russ Klisch, do you agree?
Yeah, that's a good point. And that to me, they're picking on beer a lot when there's a lot of problems out there that could be looked at as potential health problems and driving up costs here and there. And so I believe that the gentleman is correct in what he says, and also the fact that this money seems to go other places as frequently happens, I believe, in government.
Yeah. The Republican Speaker of the Assembly, Mike Hipsch, recently said that the Assembly, or the Republicans in the Assembly anyway, are not going to pass any tax hikes for the next state budget. So this is likely going to be a very tough sell. You're not too concerned about this?
It doesn't look too favorable to be passed right now. But anytime anybody's proposing anything, you have to speak out against it.
Yeah. Richard in Stevens Point. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I have to disagree very wholeheartedly with this gentleman's consultant on this because we are the number one consumers of beer in the nation, and it sounds as though we have a tad bit as far as the callers are concerned, as far as this gentleman is concerned, tavern protectionism for breweries and the Tavern League, considering that we are the number one consumption state in the nation and we have one of the lowest taxes on beer. I would like to see that go into effect because I think, for one thing, it would definitely help to curb drunk driving. And, I'm not too concerned about what an alcoholic does as far as his own life, but I don't think we need him out there on the roads or going home and doing something wacky with their family or something else because of the fact that they've overconsumed.
All right. So what about that, Russ?
Well, anybody who goes and overconsumes should pay the price for it, and there's definitely laws in place right now to handle things on that sort. But we are one of the larger beer-producing states. Right now, the state of Wisconsin has 26,000 jobs that directly are impacted by the brewing industry. The economic contribution is almost $3 billion to the state. And so putting more of a tax on this industry, I don't believe, would be a very good thing for the state or for the average beer drinker.
Yeah. What about his thought that there's some protectionism going on here that maybe the brewers and the tavern league are very powerful in this state?
Well, obviously, when your industry becomes under attack with a higher tax, you try to protect it. That's a natural mm-hmm. thing for any industry to do. And so that's what we're looking to try to do right now and protect it. You know, there's a lot of heritage in Wisconsin with the beer, and it's always been a big thing for our state. And with the jobs and wages and economic contribution, so mm-hmm. Obviously we're interested in protecting it.
Thanks to Richard. Scott in Menasha is with us now. Hi, Scott.
Hey, good morning. Tax. That's all I hear. Everything we do, they want to raise the taxes on, and I think. Most of the problem is because all of a sudden they want to multiply it by five. Maybe people wouldn't be so against it if they'd just maybe go up to like $4 or $5. But I'd also like to know what is done with all this money, like in the DUI fines and the charges for programs and stuff. There's a lot of money out there from that, too, as far as helping. Where does that money go?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have the answer to that, and I'm not sure our guest does either. Do you, Russ Klesch?
No, I don't. That'd be a good question to ask the last...
Yeah, right. That would have been for Therese Brousseau. But what about, he says, maybe if it's just a couple of bucks a barrel, that wouldn't be so bad. Would you still be opposed to that?
No, I think any tax increase would harm the industry, and I think it also takes away from the real concerns or problems. A lot of times you increase taxes and you think, well, this is going to be the thing that's going to save everything and you don't have to worry about it anymore, and it really isn't. You have to still work with, you still have to talk to your kids, you still have to, card, you have to, all the people that come into your place, and you have to try other means of prevention out there. This isn't a cure-all, and sometimes when you pass these taxes, people think, well, this is, they're going to be the answer, and it's not. And there's a lot of things they have to work on, which the industry has been a lot of great time and money and effort to do.
Yeah. Now, Therese Brousseau, for those just joining us, did author a previous bill that would have raised the beer tax from $2 a barrel to $3 a barrel. That did not get through the legislature. She recalculated with people who want this the actual costs of alcohol-related crime and other societal costs, and that's how they came up with the $8 hike, making it $10 a barrel as the proposal. Roger in Fond du Lac, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for the call or the program. See, I'm against the tax, and the same question I had was the other gentleman. I'd like to know, and I'm guessing you don't know, that if 100% of the monies that are being taxed right now at the state level for the alcohol that's sold is used for crime prevention related to alcohol or for alcoholism programs or AA and AAA programs. And plus, each county seems to fine underage drinkers, and a lot of fines go into alcohol consumption for one reason or another. And I'm wondering, why don't we just use that money? And the third point is alcoholism has been the number one drug problem in this country for more than 100 years. And I think a tax to try and use that money for that disease, it's not going to do the job. They should look at if they really want to cure alcoholism, they really got to go into the general fund instead of trying to tax one industry to try and prevent a problem or cure a problem that's been around for ages. So I'll take your answers off the air.
Yeah. It might have been a question for our last guest as well, who would say that right now the general fund is paying for a lot of this stuff, and that's why she's making the proposal to help defray the cost, I guess, with that. Do you have anything on that, Russ Klesch?
You made a good point, though, that this has been a age-old problem, and they've tried different things that haven't worked, such as prohibition, which actually made a lot of things worse in this country. And the best strides we've made are the ones probably since the 1980s, that we've done, and the industry is interested to do a lot more.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I don't think we have time for another call, though we have others, so we'll leave it there. We're out of time. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Sure. Thank you for having me on the...
Russ Cleish is president of Lakefront Brewery in Milwaukee. He's also president of the Wisconsin Brewers Guild, reacting to opposing a new bill in the state legislature that would hike Wisconsin's beer tax from the current $2 a barrel to $10 a barrel. This bill, authored by our guest in our last half hour, Therese Brousseau, Democratic State Representative from Madison. She says this hike is needed because the money could help pay for alcohol abuse and treatment programs and other societal costs related to alcohol abuse. So we thank both of them for being with us, and we thank Leo Duran for producing this hour, and we thank you for listening, and I hope you will stay tuned. There's lots more to come, including tonight at 7 o'clock, the We the People Wisconsin debate between the two candidates running for state Supreme Court justice. That's at 7 o'clock tonight here on the Ideas Network.